Okay, love bugs, we're back. It's 3 a.m. It's the same day. Saturday, February 17th. Sorry, I'm like a little appalled by how we stopped the last message. This is part two. I don't know if I'm going to keep it that name, but it was just something to post it. But it's random messages, and I feel like I'm just talking to my babe or my best friend. Everybody else, I mean, you could listen, I guess, just a part of our testimony, but, yeah. I had to laugh it off, and then I was just like, I don't know. It's weird. So picking up where we left off with that one, for some of these people, it's not even the money. Because I feel like they have their own bread. It's comparing this versus this, like, you know what's crazy? I did low-key notice this when we were together, when we was like teenagers. But it's like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I be peeping shit. I'm very observant. But at the same time, niggas be high. So I just be like, it don't be that real, feel me? But I do be peeping shit. And I noticed when my ex-best friend and your ex-best friend was dating, and we were dating at the same time, they did try to do that little versus thing. Like, just, I don't know, trying to, like, one-up us with each other. I don't know what the fuck to call it, but I was laughing because, like, oh, God, like, if motherfuckers really knew the shit we be going through and what we have went through, even before all this magic shit, like, we're hella far from perfect. Like, that's the craziest part. Niggas, like, we're cool. We best friends. And I feel like that's the thing that people don't like. It's like, I don't know. That they can't be friends with their ex, or they can't be friends with their child's mother, or like they didn't build a real bond before fucking with somebody or something. I don't really know, but it's like, besides that, there's shit that you did that get on my nerves. There's shit I did that probably got on your nerves, right? But it's like, we can still talk as normal human beings, bro. It's not that real. It's just funny to me. It's like, what? You're mad because of the connection we have. That came out in the Divine Feminine reading too. It was like, even if we're together or not, nobody can come to me and say nothing about you, or I'm gonna beat their ass. And vice versa, like, and they know that. Whether we're together or not, like, say something slick, and I'll break your fucking neck, bitch. About mine. And that's just how it's always been. Before the kid, after the kid, during the kid, all that shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's just how it is. They don't have that. So, some of these people out here, I see that the gods are saying, like, that is the issue. That they don't have that type of bond with anybody. And I feel like, what am I gonna say? I feel like I should make this a fucking quote of mine. That's a personal fucking problem. That's a personal problem. So you want us dead, my nigga, because you don't have a friend that can be there for you no matter what? I will never forget this. You might remember, you might not. I don't know. You do have a good memory though. You asked me the first time you ever fucking said anything to me. You messaged me on Facebook. You found me. First off, nigga, hold on. Pause. Let's talk about this, friend. Let's talk about this, honey. Honey bunches of oats. Your ex-best friend and my ex-best friend are the only reason we fucking met. Fuck them both. But at the same time, they did their job. You feel me? In our little story. That was all they were good for. But we both went to the same school. We were outside the fucking Harambe. And personally, I was watching people fight with the gloves. It was like hot. I think it was like going towards, Yeah. It was like your graduation year, but it was like a couple, it was like spring, but it was really hot in spring. And it was like a couple months before you're about to graduate. And you're an 010 baby, and I'm an 011 baby. And I remember, it was hot as hell that day. And everybody linked up after school at the Harambe. And hella people were like putting on the gloves and fighting and shit like that, fighting each other. And people were trying to get me to put on the gloves. And I'm like, nah, I don't play fight. I'll fuck somebody up, fuck them gloves. I'm cool. I was about to leave. And then my ex-best friend had a crush on your ex-best friend. And she was like, wait, before we leave, because we were just about to leave. I'm like, man, I'm about to get out of here. I'm ready to go smoke. Like, niggas stopped fighting. And it got to the point where it's like they're trying to ask me because they're trying to see other people getting the gloves. And I'm like, no. So I'm like, I'm about to leave because I feel like if somebody tests me again, I'm going to have to beat somebody's ass. Let's leave and go smoke. So she's like, wait, do you think we can invite your ex-best friend to come and smoke with us? I think he's so cute. And I'm like, oh, that nigga, like, I've been knew him before I knew you. So I'm like, whatever. So she walks over to him and she's like, hey, you want to come smoke with us? Da, da, da. And he's like, yeah. And mind you, it's my weed. It's not even hers. That's why she had to ask for permission. See what I'm talking about? We always was that friend that always had shit. And then he ain't even have his own, but he had to ask you. He's like, oh, yeah, I'll come smoke with you. You guys trying to match? Let me go ask my friend. You see them? You see how the fuck this goes? I said this shit on the first episode. Like, we always just that friend with that shit. We always was supplying and just help people out. Making sure, like, niggas was smoking for free, doing everything for free, because we just always had it. Anyways, so yeah, that's how we fucking met each other, because it's like our weed, and these two fucking freeloaders wanted to smoke with each other, but didn't even have no fucking bud. So I'm like, man. So then we walk over to your car, and I'm like, oh, he got a car? Because I didn't get my first car till I was 19, and I was like 17. I'm like, oh, he got a car? And you were like in your Crown Vic or something like that. I think that's what the car was. And you're just laying back, and you were like melting in the seat. You were hot. You were like, oh, I'm trying to stay in the car. I'm trying to stay in the shade. It's too hot with your light skin ass. And I was like, damn, he fine? And then we were like, all right, let's come smoke over here. So then we smoked. And then I don't remember if we talked at all or not, or if I was just talking because I'm a chatterbox, clearly. And I just remember you looking at me, and I was like, oh, he fine, he cute, but I ain't say nothing, and you ain't really say nothing. And I'm like, all right, cool, we got done smoking, we're out of here, you guys left, we left. And I lived around the corner from the school. I got on the bus, went home, and then I got home, and I checked my fucking Facebook, and then boom, you messaged me. I was like, I looked at your pictures, I was like, oh my gosh, that's the fine ass dude I just smoked with. And your first fucking words to me was not, hey, how you doing, beautiful? Hey, what you doing? Hey, I like you. You said, would you be my ride or die? And I was like, yes. And ever fucking since then, that's just what the fuck it's been. And I've never fucking folded. I don't care what you thought or what fucking rumors was told to you or any of that. I've been solid, and I'm still solid, and I'm gonna die solid. And that, my friend, is what pisses people off, is because they don't have that. They don't have a ride or die. They don't have a friend. And I see what this Ace of Pentacles in reverse, for some of these people in Seattle, it's not even the money. It's the fact that we're both balanced when it comes to how we feel about each other on a friendship level. Whether we're together or not, you're still my best friend. I still consider you my best friend. I don't give a fuck if we haven't talked in years. I don't play about you. And this, I feel like they have a problem with this because, like, if it's come down to a choice to go against each other, we're going to make sure we stand ten toes down for each other. And I see that in the cards. With the Two of Wands here, somebody put a decision and was like, gave an ultimatum like, oh, you got to choose this motherfucker or me. You're like, bitch, bye. Same thing. You got to choose this motherfucker or me. Bitch, bye. Even in the second part of the Divine Feminine Earth Sign message, I said that. And I didn't realize what I was talking about until after I listened to it. But my spirit team was like, look, you can choose to focus on making sure this person's okay and putting your energy back to this person and renewing a contract and being like a lifetime contract, or you can cut that contract off and sadly this person might not make it because of the attack and what happened. Or you can say, nah, I'm gonna make sure this person's okay. But nothing bad not happen to this person. And instead of focusing on another random person coming into my life, I can focus back on this person. So that's what I did. Right? Right. So every time, given a choice, always gonna stand on business and choose my friend over anything, anybody. Even if you're like, Noonie, bitch, I don't wanna fuck with you no more. I'll be like, alright. Alright, nigga, just remember, I saved your fucking life at one point in time. I love you, but you better motherfucking be careful. You feel me? But at the end of the day, the gods gave me an ultimatum the other day. And the shit's recorded. You can hear it. And when I really sat back and realized who they were talking about and seen the dream, I was like, oh, are you fucking kidding me? Nigga, y'all give me confirmation this motherfucker's okay when he's okay. So that I can calm down. But shit was up. And shit's still up. Given the choice every time, I'm gonna make sure you're straight. And that is what a lot of these people have an issue with out here. Lay down. Stop talking. Go night-night. That's enough. Child. He need a job. He stand up this late like he need a job, child. But yeah. Every fucking time. So, a lot of these people are not giving up on, it's giving me like, what's that shit called? The coyote and the roadrunner? Yeah, is it? Yeah. The little meep. It's giving me like that energy, the coyote and the roadrunner. Like, no matter how many times the coyote knew every fucking plot and plan the motherfucker had, it always backfired. The nigga tried to drop a piano from the sky off the cliff. It never, you feel me? The little ostrich, cause it was an ostrich. He would just meet and just fume. A million times around, the piano never failed. Then he went down there to see why, and then he got smacked by it. Ruined. He set up a TNT bomb. It never went off. He lit it, sparked it, never went off. He trying to see why it didn't blow up. Boom, it gets blown up on him. Like, it's just like, the reason that their plans keep backfiring, the reason why shit keeps happening to them is not because we're literally sitting down doing shit to them, causing the shit to happen. It's because it's karma. Like, nobody's worried about y'all. Nobody's pressed about y'all. But the fact that niggas won't never give up on comparing and contrasting shit, like, even if me and you don't see this coming, like, some of the shit I see, some of the shit I have, so much other shit going on, I might miss it, and then eventually I'll catch it, and my spirit team is like, oh, we already handled that, you don't even have to worry about it, we just wanted you to see that this person switched up too, but we already took care of that. So it's like, I don't know what it looks like on your end. You know, I don't know how your psychic abilities work, but I know on my end, it's like, they'll just show me, just to show me, like, I'm like, damn, that person too. Like, or like, damn, bro, I haven't seen this person since I was like 20, bro. I'm 31. Like, you feel me? Like, bitch, I forgot about you. It's just like, these people will never give up on the idea of feeling like their nigga or their bitch, you know, cause you're a man. So the nigga, in your perspective, for me, the bitch, like, these couples, there's couples that are comparing and contrasting their energy to us and want to do things and harm us and set things up and plot and plan and scheme and take opportunities from us, steal ideas, like whatever it is. It's a couple, like it's couples doing this. And it's like, niggas could be married, motherfuckers can be engaged, motherfuckers can have way more kids together than we have. Like, motherfuckers could live together, a home together, land together, like whatever they have going on. The only reason that they're failing and that shit's happening to them is because they won't give up the idea of minding their own business when it comes to worrying about them and their family. Yeah, so the gods are judging them, because it's like, even if we don't see this shit, or even if I do see it and I don't say it on my podcast, because a lot of times I don't say anything. Like, I stopped. I was over it. Because I felt like when I was saying it before, it was like, oh, she said this gonna happen. I'ma chill out for a little bit and see what happens. So it kind of postponed the karma, and I was tired of their karma being postponed, or however the fuck you said that, postponed. So I was like, let me shut up. Let me stop telling these bitches what's going to happen and stop being cocky about it and let it happen. So, bitch, you can see it. You feel me? Like, fuck you. So I kind of shut up for a minute. But it's like, either way it goes, it's still going to happen. But the gods are saying it. It's like, even if I'm not saying nothing, I stop talking about them. You're not saying nothing. You're not talking to them or nothing like that. They don't realize that. I don't know if they don't believe in God. I don't know. I don't give a fuck if the bitch wears a cross on her neck and goes to church every Sunday. That don't mean you believe in God. Because ain't no way you believe in God and you're depressed about some random people. You feel me? Like, ain't no fucking way. Ain't no way. You feel me? That you believe in some type of higher power and you don't feel like this shit gonna come back onto you, no matter what you believe in. And it's like, the whole time, the gods are judging them. Karma is getting them back. Before this year even happened, motherfuckers was already experiencing shit and were blaming on us. Like, I lost my job today, babe. It has to be them. You know, she's a witch. Bitch, I don't even care about you. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I literally don't go to sleep thinking about these motherfuckers. I don't lay awake thinking about them. I don't think about them. If they pop up in my dream, I get annoyed because I could have been dreaming about so many other things. I don't give a fuck if I dream about aliens, bitch. I don't give a fuck about dreaming about you. You know what I'm saying? You're not doing anything. So I see that the gods are saying they've literally been playing with their lives by comparing and contrasting with ours. That it's gotten to the point that now it's blowing up in your face. Like, and the only way I can explain playing with their lives is like Coyote and the Roadrunner. Like, every time the coyote is thinking it's plotting and scheming and setting up shit to harm and kill and catch the fucking Roadrunner. The Roadrunner is minding its business. It's just, like, the fuck? You know what I'm saying? And the whole time, you got this whole elaborate plot. And I just, you feel me? I still run through the plot. I step around the bitch. Like, you got an X that marks the spot. Do you want me to stand right here and let a big anchor fall on my head? I'm going to step to the side and the anchor's not going to hit me. And then you just wasted all your time. Like, so, it's giving me, like, a lot of these people have, like, a God complex or something where they feel like they're God and they can do whatever they want to do. And at the same time, it's weird. It's like they blame us for the bad shit happening to them. I don't get it. Yeah, no. Just because that's, for other people that's listening, because I know a lot of other people just gonna listen, just to listen. I mean, like, be fucking for real, bro. Let's be fucking for real, bro. I don't even know how I want to word this. Just because somebody is spiritual does not mean they're out to get you. And I feel like if motherfuckers don't take nothing else from my testimony throughout all these years, that's everything. That's like my whole everything wrapped in a nutshell. Because motherfuckers started doing this magic shit. I mean, for some of them, that group of bitches that was kicking it with my stepsister and shit, them bitches was doing magic since we were in high school. They watched too much Craft and fucking Charmed and shit like that, and they just felt like they wanted to be Sabrina the Teenage Witch. That's different. But I'm talking about other bitches and shit. Like, because they seen me getting crystals and tarot cards and stuff, and I'm learning how to connect with my spirit team, they felt like, let's do spells on her. I didn't even start doing spells until bitches start doing spells on me and my spirit team, and I'm just learning how to read the cards, and I'm like, I'm filthy at this. And they're like, do a spell. You know how? You've been studying for over a decade. And I'm like, I don't think I'm quite ready. And they're like, bitch, people are attacking you. Do it. So I started to do it. And that's what, you feel me? But it's like, I wasn't even going to do spell work. I was just like, nah, it's not for me. Gonna go ahead and be cool. My little crystals, my little special rocks. Gonna read my little fucking cards and collect them because I like the pictures and they're cute and I'm an artist and I like art and drawings and shit. And I was gonna be fucking content with that. But I feel like since bitches started to beef with me and they felt like because I'm spiritual, automatically they just start doing spells. So let that be a lesson to anybody else listening, that just because you're spiritual doesn't mean that you need to go and just because somebody's spiritual and you don't like them don't mean you need to go and start putting spell work on them, because sometimes people don't even do that shit. And then now you're fucked up and you're struggling and you're broken. You're trying to figure out what's going on with your life. Bitch, you're pressed about and you're doing stuff to somebody that doesn't even care. Like, I literally could care less if these bitches still existed on this planet or not. And I'm the topic of your conversation every day. It's crazy. With the Emperor and the Ace of Cups here, the people that have an issue, that are, they're already in a relationship and they're comparing and contrasting relationships, the men have a problem with you, babe, because of the fact that you're a boss. It's like they're mad because you're more of a man than they are with the Emperor card here. And that you literally, if you wanted their bitch, you can have their bitch. But I feel like you don't want their bitch. You know what I'm saying? I feel like it's one of those situations that it's like, oh, that's my homeboy's bitch. I'm good. But it's like the whole time your homeboy, or your ex-homeboy, I should say, like your ex-homeboy and his bitch, it's like that nigga's comparing your relationship with me to what they got going on. Like, I don't really know, because, you know, I can only vouch for when I used to have brothers and sit around and talk with them and stuff like that. They didn't really talk about that kind of shit. So I don't really know what every group of niggas talk about. But in their heads, I see that they had an issue with the caliber that you're able to pull in. And I don't know. I can't vouch for all the bitches you've dated. I just know the bitches that you dated that I know, them bitches want to be me. So they, you feel me? I can't be like, okay, that was a bad one. You feel me? I like bitches. But these past couple bitches, I'm like, eh. Babe, not that one. That bitch wanted to be me. You could have done a lot better than that, right? So I can't really give you your kudos to that. Cause like at least the last two of these bitches wanted to be me real bad. So I don't know your other calibers outside of that, but it's like when it comes to me, they're comparing your caliber. And I'm not gonna hold you, bruh. I did notice that shit, bro. I'm not gonna say what all the niggas used to be around that I know, but I noticed that shit with your ex-best friend, the bitch ass nigga down, like. I did notice that with him. That nigga's a bitch, bro. I did notice that about, like, you feel me? Because I be high, right? So it's like, I be hearing shit, and he would say shit when you weren't around, but then I didn't process it until I was sober, and I'm like, wait a minute, did that nigga just try to, you feel me, like, shit like that, like, did you just try to say something out the side of your neck, and it's like you weren't there, and it wouldn't even be funny or nothing, but I knew he was trying to be slick type funny. And it's like, he probably thought he got away with that because I didn't check him because I'm keyed. And I noticed the bitches would do that too. Like, in just general, just anybody would try to say slick shit around me because I'd be thraxting. And it's like, they be like, oh, this bitch dumb. No, bitch, I'm high. And it's one of those situations where it's like, if it's mad disrespectful and you're saying some mad crazy shit, I'ma check it. But if I'm hella geeked, it's like sometimes it slide past me because it's like I don't really notice you're trying to throw shade because it's like a backhanded compliment. And it's like I'm not the type of person that does that. Either I'm going to compliment you or I'm not. But I'm not going to try to slick compliment you and then slick give like some shady, fucked up type shit, right? So when that happens to me or about other people I care about, it's one of those things that sometimes it slips by. Especially when I'm geeked, cause it's like, you know? But he did used to say little shit like that. He did. So I have, like, what they're saying, what the gods are saying in these cards, I have noticed that bitch ass nigga used to say little shit like that all the time. Mm-hmm. But it would never be when you're around. For sure. But it's like, they're pressed because you're just a boss by yourself. So the niggas that's comparing relationship statuses or like, oh, my bitch, like, oh, yeah, I don't know. I don't know what y'all be fucking talking about. So just, you know, this is just, I'm guessing an example that I can give off the top of my dome. But like, let's just say you're in a studio or something. And you're like, damn, she just sent me a nude or something. You're like, oh, damn. Like, you know, you're reacting like, oh, shit, my girl just sent me a nude. Or she just sent me an attachment, or, bro, I gotta step out. Like, it's got audio to it. Hold on, I'll be right back. Or, like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
oh, this nigga think he all that because she just, you know, my bitch be doing this. Or
you're like, babe, I need some money. And it's like, all right, I'm about to send it to you. Or, all right, come pick it up. They ain't got that, so it's like, niggas is mad that their bitch is broke and she ain't got money she could just hand out, you know what I'm saying, like that, or, you know what I'm saying, like, it's just, like, little shit like that, like, man, I'm out of bud, I don't get paid till this time, I need some weed, I'm about to go pull up, Noonie always got bud, he ain't got no bitch like that, like, it's just, like, you know what I'm saying, or, like, damn, we at the studio kind of late, da-da-da, like, I wonder if my little side piece is, you like, babe, are you up, yep, come through, yep. Shit, I'm about to go to her house. You feel me? Like, it's just like, niggas don't have that. They don't have a bitch with their own place. They don't got the bitch with their own car. They ain't got the bitch with the extra expendable money she could just throw at you if you need it. She ain't got the bitch with the weed. She ain't got, and then she's cute. And then she got some good coon. You know, like, it's just like, niggas don't have that. So it's like, they're mad that you have that with me, but on top of that, you're a boss yourself, so they know that even if they had a meet, like, even if their baddest bitch is, like, mediocre compared to what you can pull. And on top of that, they know that it's, like, they're one of the, I don't know if guys do this, but I know girls do, where it's, like, some girls be like, damn, I got the ugly friend. Like, I wish I would have met this nigga first because the nigga they fucking with or they dating is, like, out the friend group of y'all, they're considered the ugly one. And it's like, damn, his friend is fine as fuck. Fuck, I wish I would have known this nigga first. Like, and they know that. They know that even the bitches that they have, whether they're mediocre, mid, fire, the bombest bitch they ever had, they know that once a bitch knows that y'all are friends or they come around for like a smoke session or anything, it's like they're that nigga where it's like, man, I wish I would have met this nigga first. Like, It's just giving me they have self-esteem issues. Really. It's giving me that they got self-esteem issues. Yeah. For sure. For sure, for sure. This is sad, actually. It's funny because it's like, fuck these people, but it's like really sad. People that are listening, do not move to Seattle. It's expensive here, and these are how people are. Not everybody, but I mean, you know. Ooh, yeah. With the Four of Cups here, they're also mad because if they had to manifest a bitch, if they even understood what manifestation was, they would manifest a female like me. They got their own money, their own job, a car, they live here, etc., 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 etc. And some of them could have tried to holler at me, which, I don't know. I don't know. I feel like I called that shit out years ago, but actually, like, reaching out, no. No. Because then I would have hurt their feelings. But, like, yeah, that made me want to throw up in my mouth a little. I threw up in my mouth a little bit. Yuck. But it's like, if they had one wish, Ray J, right? They would manifest for a female like me, and they're pissed off that even if they took you out the picture, that I still wouldn't want nobody but you. Like, you know what I'm saying? Not even like talking about any other people outside of this state or city or anything. Like, even if we moved on, I'm talking about if I was like dead set on dating somebody from here, it's like, no, the only person that I would ever fuck with out here would be you. Other than that, I need somebody from out of state, out of town, out of the country. I don't give a fuck. Another ethnicity, I'm not fucking with this place. All these niggas are apps. Fuck it. Right? And they know that I feel that way. And it's like, out of all of us out here, she would never fuck with any of us. Like, it's just a problem. Yeah, they're like, she only loves this person. She doesn't like any of us. Yuck. It's the audacity for me. Like, the audacity to feel like you had a chance, bro. These niggas, I said this, I was talking to some random person on TikTok about this earlier. He posted a video and he was like, He said, I'll be feeling disrespected that some of these bitches, like, cause he's celibate. And I was like, I feel this video, bro. But he was saying, like, on his celibacy journey, he noticed that, like, how much, like, how did he word this shit? Basically, like, on his celibacy journey, he got a lot more self-worth. He knows, like, his self-worth. He knows, like, he's that nigga, right? He knows, like, all that shit. Like, he might be celibate, but he know that he that nigga. And he's like, when bitches be approaching him, trying to, like, sleep with him, and he's like, nah, like, I'm celibate. And then they start acting weird and shit. He's like, the audacity that you thought I was gonna sleep with you anyways, or, like, it's disrespectful to think that, like, you actually had a chance to fuck with me. You know what I'm saying? Like, how low do you think of me if you thought I was gonna sleep with you type shit? That's how I feel when I be, like, with some of these niggas out here. Like, you really thought I was gonna give you a chance? Like, no. You have to be top tier. So to see this in the cards is like, well, duh, bitch ass nigga. Like, what do you mean? You're mad that I will only choose my child's father to fuck with if I was gonna fuck with anybody out here? I don't know what to tell you about that. But that's why they don't like you. These niggas out here that's plotting on you. AKA some of your ex homeboys that you in videos with and shit. Because even if you were out the picture, I would just not fuck with nobody else. They would never, it's like they never stood a chance. Yeah. That's crazy. Yeah. But if they, okay. I see that, like, and I said this before on an episode, that first off, they're scared to fight you because I feel like to them, you would be like Mike Tyson. Like, I don't know if you got sparred before, if y'all slapbox or anything like that, fake fight or anything like that. I know when it comes to girls, we do that shit too. I've slapboxed some of my homegirls and shit like that before. I don't really like doing it, but if they pressured me to do it, I'll do it. And then it starts to get serious. But I don't know if y'all like slapbox before, or they said something disrespectful, you have to like beat their ass or what, or they just seen you fight other niggas or something. But I feel like if y'all sparred or just was playing around drunk or high or something one day, you could have beat their ass or something, or they just know you would. Like, I don't know what that means. But I do see somebody fighting here. So they're like, It's just like they can't beat you, and that's a problem for them. They're like, I can't fight them. But it's like, if somehow you were out the picture, they would be rushing in, blowing up my line, but it's like they're scared to fight you. Okay, I think that's what the cards are saying. I think that's what the gods are trying to say. I think that's what they're trying to say, because the Eight of Wands is quick communication. So it's like, I just said, because I see in the cards, it's like, these niggas wish that they could have me. And I see, it's like, that's my ideal girl. Like, if I could wish for a girl, it would be Noonie. And that's a lot of these niggas' wishes out here, at least the ones that know you. This is specifically about the niggas that know you on a personal level. This ain't no just random shit. These are niggas you used to be around. It's like, if I had to wish for a bitch, it'll be Noonie. She's this, 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 this. But it's like, because I just said, I was like, I have to think about it. I'm like, nah, none of these niggas ever slid in my inbox, bro. I called them out before they can do it on other episodes and told you, like, oh, it's this nigga. Oh, this nigga. Oh, it's that nigga. Oh, that nigga. Right? Or I remember when I first started my platform, some of them was watching my page, and I thought it was because you sent them to watch my page because me and you wasn't talking around that time. So I was like, you've always stalked me. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, come on. You've always stalked me. And I would ask you and you'd be like, yes. So I thought that's what was going on. I thought that's what was going on when I first started my platform. And then the more I started to tap into my psychic gifts, the gods were like, no, these niggas are like obsessed with you. It's not sent by your child's father. So I was like, oh. Block, weirdos. So, but they never slid in my inbox, right? So I'm seeing what they're saying is they're scared to slide in my inbox to say anything. Hey, how you doing? Oh, whoop, whoop, whoop. Any of that kind of shit, whether we're together or not, because they're scared to fight you. That's just facts. But quick communication here and Five of Wands, they know the moment that they text or call me or slide in my inbox and say anything that is not what they're supposed to say on some bro shit or ain't no. If it's not like, oh, have you heard from such and such? I was trying to get in contact with him. I know that y'all, you feel me? Got kid together. Oh, no, I haven't. Oh, okay. Yep. Cool. If it ain't off no weird, you know what I'm saying? And it's like off some dating shit or something. They know I would let you know whenever we had a conversation. And they know they're going to get their ass whooped. Like, this is giving me Mike Tyson. Like, they know you can fight, or they just know you can beat their ass or something. So it's like, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and keep that to myself. Yeah.
See, these niggas are pussies. This is what I'm saying. This is what I was fucking saying, dog. Oh, man. Let me pause it here because I got to laugh. I'm not trying to bust y'all eardrums with this cackling I got to do right now. Let me be right back, dog. Oh, man, I know my neighbors are like, this bitch has the loudest, most obnoxious laugh ever. I sure do. And I'll be extra loud because I hate them motherfuckers. But, it's 3:45 right now, right? 3:45. This is fucking facts. This is alignment. I know what I'm talking about. They're fucking scared of you, love. I had to take a step back and laugh my ass off and think about how you really are. And I'm like, Jesus. I know this is a fact. But the fact that it's popping up in the cards, though. They said, I'm going to go ahead and keep that to myself. Because this nigga will beat the shit out of me if I say something about me liking Noonie. They're like, yeah, no. She's gonna tell this nigga. I'm gonna get my ass beat. That's what I was saying before I had to pause it and laugh and cackle so fucking hard. They proved what I said in the first episode right already with this that's going on right now. When I said I don't like no bitch assness. I don't like no bitch ass niggas. Like, what do you mean? What do you mean you can't fight? What do you mean? What do you mean you're scared? That doesn't even make any sense. Yeah. They're like, no, this nigga's gifted when he fights. I don't know what that means. I just know that, like, you know what you're doing. You can fight. I've never seen you fight before. They just know you can. They just know you can. It's crazy because I'm using my 90s deck right now. And these two cards came out that are just like that pair with each other. Helga and Arnold. Hey Arnold. Like how Helga is obsessed with Hey Arnold. And really Arnold likes Helga too, but he just is like real player about it. Like he's real player about it. But like Helga's like, she be acting like she don't like him. And she was like, oh, Arnold, like, You know I like you, but you're a real player about your shit. But I also see, like, they just know you could fight. I don't know if you ever fought in front of them. I don't know what the fuck you be doing when I'm not around. But, nigga, they scared of your ass. And they just know they can't even sneak in my DM because I'm going to tell them. They can't say nothing when they're around you because you're going to beat their ass. So they can just watch. They just be watching me. So that's okay. That makes sense. Yeah. Like I said, when I first started my platform and shit, that's facts. Like I can, you feel me? I can name them off when we talk again. I'm like, yeah, it was this. Like they were just watching me. And I'm like, why? For what? And then when my spirit team showed me in my dream time, like that weird shit they were doing, like, I call it sex magic, but it's called masturbation and shit. And I was like, ew, it like literally made me want to throw up because I don't find them attractive. And I was like, oh, they're off some weird shit trying to manifest me. And motherfuckers don't know that's manifesting in sex magic. And so a nigga like me taught them, you feel me? But that's what they were doing. So they were popping up in my dreams and my spirit team was showing me what they're doing, watching my pictures, watching me post on my platform, talking about spiritual stuff and just being fucking weird and creep. And I thought they were watching me for you. Like, yeah, keep an eye on my bitch and make sure nothing that, you know what I'm saying? Like, no, that's not what they were doing. And they know if you knew, you would fuck them up. So all they can do is just watch. It's creepy. A lot of them been off that since high school. Since we first met.
in school. A lot of them had crushes on me in school. Yuck. Ew. I'm just like, this is gross. Yuck. Yeah. With the Eight of Pentacles here. I was always at work. Like, I worked in high school. I was either working at fucking shit. I was either selling bud. I always sold bud. Every fucking job I had, but I was working at fucking Popeyes, fucking Taco Time, Yesler Community Center. I always had a job, and then I went to college, and like when I was a junior. So when we met, I was a junior and I was in school, like college. So it's like, what the fuck does that have to do with this? Oh, they liked me because I had money. Bunch of broke ass niggas. I'm like, what is this saying? They liked me because I had money in school. Yeah. For the one that was like your best friend, I knew him when I was 14. I think, yeah, you guys are a year older than me. So yeah, he was like 15, I was 14. And we just smoked the shit, but I always had money. I always like worked or did something involving money. I had a job since I was 13 years old. I made up my own job at 13. I created one. So I always had bread. This is why they like me. But then it's like, you had me become girly, and I said that before. I was a tomboy. I was running around with them doing a bunch of hoodlum shit. And then it's like, I started to talk to you, and I was like, let me change how I do my hair. Let me stop wearing it in a ponytail all the time. Let me stop wearing hoodies and baggy pants all the time. And they seen like, oh, she has legs. Oh, she's showing her skin. Oh, she has breasts. She's showing her cleavage. You know what I'm saying? Like, I started to dress like a girl. I started to wear skirts and shit. So then it's like, they already liked me because I got money. But then I see, yeah, this is hidden with the Sun card in reverse. They try to keep this shit in the dark, baby. But then when I started talking to you, it's like that homegirl that just always made money, that always had bud. And it's like, oh, you want to smoke? Oh, smoke, no smoke. I kept them in a friend zone because they weren't attractive to me. And then it's like, then they started crushing on me harder because we were talking and I started to show skin. And it was like, oh yeah, she is a girl. Like, duh, bitch, the fuck. But like, they were always friend zoned. So it's like weird. I don't know. So it's like when they did have a chance to shoot the shot, I was like a little boy. Yeah, because I see 14. So when I first, like freshman year, you did not come to my school until I was a junior, but you were a senior. I don't know where the fuck you was before then, but that's when I seen you. So they had a good solid 3 fucking years to say something. You feel me? And did not. I don't know. It's weird. And then it's like, once you came around, I seen the cards. Yeah, I started dressing different. And they're like, whoa. And then my pictures and stuff was different. Like, damn, that's a long time ago. I'm trying to think really for real. It was like MySpace and Facebook was just starting out around that time. So it's like my pictures are like girly and just fucking things are changing. Cause it's like I have a boyfriend now and it's like I'm not a virgin anymore. Niggas was a virgin that whole time, damn near. Well, like 15, but then I wasn't really doing nothing. And then tried it again at 16, wasn't really doing nothing. And then you had me popping it, you feel me? So then I was like, oh yeah, I like my body now. Oh, let me show a little something. And then yeah, they're like, she's bomb. Yeah, I'm telling you, with that Sun card in reverse, these niggas was trying to hide their feelings. They're like, this nigga will kill us. What did you say to them? What do you do when you're not in my face? Because they're scared of you. That reminds me of like a 21 Savage lyric. He said, I'm a savage to these niggas, but to her, I'm gentle. Or something like that. I feel like you're scared. You're scary to them. To me personally, I know you could be like that because I be seeing it in your eyes and I see how you are. When I be joking around about shit and you be like, no, that's not funny. But like, you're so calm, cool, collected that even when I be trying to start arguments with you, because I'm like feisty, just to see if you would go for it, you're not going for it. So I just can't imagine you like really, really, really like mad like that. But these niggas are shaking in their boots, honey. These niggas kept this. This was a secret that was going to die with them one day. For sure. Damn, this is funny. Yeah, they're scared. They would not tell you this shit. Oh, Jesus Christ. And then it's like, and then once we had our kid. No. Okay, boom. What timeline is this showing me? High school. And then when we were talking and I started dressing more girly, boom, niggas graduated out of high school. Niggas is graduated out of college. I'm a grown ass woman. Now I got my own apartment. I'm dressing even more cute because now I'm like, oh yeah, I ain't got no teen behind my age anymore. I'm 20. I feel like I'm a grown ass woman. Now that I'm 31. I'm like, damn, I was a baby at 20, but I'm like, oh yeah, I'm 21. I can buy my own bottles. I'm popping it. Niggas going to clubs and shit. Still pulling up. I got my money. I got my car. You like, babe, money, you need some? Yep, here, come get some. Whoop, whoop, whoop. Like, niggas just popping it. You know what I'm saying? We was babies, but niggas was feeling like we're grown. Like, you know what I'm saying? Niggas ain't got that teen behind their age no more. And then niggas get older, right? Boom. So now we're up to the point where it's like your feelings are vested. Right? And I see they, okay. You guys had conversations because these are your friends I'm talking about. These are your friends. So, I don't know because most of these niggas is broke. But for some of them, it wasn't even so much the jealousy about money. Some of them, it was just like this. I feel like some of them, it should have been the jealousy about money because they need to get their bread up. But we ain't going to talk about that. That's just because I'm a fucking Capricorn. I'm like, these bitches are broke, but it's cool. Y'all had conversations about how you felt about me. I see it here. Like, you don't be having no conversations with me, but anyways, we gonna get to that another day. Your ass is so nonchalant. But you had conversations with them about how you feel about me. Like, I met the love of my life. This my bitch. Da, da, da. We gonna have kids. We gonna do this, that, 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 that. And I see it in the cards. You was like, yeah, that's my heart right there. And Ben, nobody better not touch her. And you was not you was not leaving me alone. Like, you're like, yeah, no, she ain't going nowhere. This one day, I'm going to make sure she stays around. We're going to have kids one day. I see it in the cards. And they like, yeah, when y'all be like sitting around smoking, eating pizza, playing video games and shit, just shooting shit, talking. You told them this. Yeah. And I see. Oh, these cards is telling your ass, but this is funny. It's like, with the judgment card in reverse, it says rest in peace here, and it's the Undertaker. I don't know. I used to, look, I told you I was a tomboy, okay? But I used to watch my dad, that's my dad now, my spiritual dad. We used to watch WWE SmackDown together. And I remember the Undertaker. I think it was called WWF SmackDown. One of them, shit, it was fucking something like that. But the Undertaker, I remember him. He was filthy. I liked him because he reminded me of, like, demons. But, I see with this card in reverse, once you told them your feelings when you guys were playing fucking video games and eating pizza and smoking and chilling, and you told them, like, yeah, I want to have kids with her one day. I don't want her to go nowhere. This is the love of my life. Whoop, whoop, whoop. However you said that. Mind you, nigga. You ain't never said none of this shit to me. But it's fucking cool. I know how you feel. But they asked us, like, if we tell this nigga this now, he gonna kill us. Like, I ain't trying to die, nigga. Like, yes. Yes, yes, yes. That's why they like either took what they said back or like they held back what they were gonna say. Because it's like they realized, I don't know, what did you threaten them or something? I'm like, how does that, I'm trying to think how the conversation would go. I'm like, yeah, nigga, that's my bitch. Yeah, I really fuck with her. Like the long way, da da da. And it's like, I'm trying to picture what they were about to say before you said all that. If they just thought I was like some little floozy bitch that she was just fucking with, like, yeah, bro, she's bad, I'd hit that. Or I don't know, like, I don't know how that conversation would go. But whatever they were about to say, when you said this on like some humbug shit, it's like they understood how serious it was. I'm like, did you threaten them? We gotta have a conversation about this. Because with the rest in peace here, they're not trying to die. They were scared. It's more than just like you beating their ass. They were scared you were gonna like take them off this planet if they told you that they like me. So they kept this shit to themselves. They're like, yeah, nah, I'm gonna just go ahead and not say nothing about that. They might tell this to each other, or like when you're not around and they're having sessions without you, or they're at the studio without you, or you about to pull up in a couple minutes, they're like, all right, let's get all this out before he comes through the door. Because, nigga, if we talk about Noonie, this nigga's gonna kill us. Like, that's what I'm picking up in the cards. And I'm just like, what? Because it's different with girls. Like, I don't know. Nah, I mean, I don't know. No bitches ever try to be like, yeah, I want your nigga in front of my face. Because, I mean, I guess, you know, no. Nah, that never happened. But I never had to threaten a bitch. The bitch just knew, I'll break your face about this one. So I don't know. I don't know how that would go. But whatever it was, they knew shit wasn't sweet. Like, this is just not that. This ain't that, basically. Like, shit not sweet. You can't talk about her like that, basically. Facts. You are probably laughing your ass off right now. I feel like, I don't know if you're in the hospital still or not, or if you're gonna have to go home and recover, but I feel like the reason my spirit team is like, post this and just make it a conversation, like I'm just talking to you. Even though I'm reading cards, it's just like, you probably needed a good laugh or something. I don't know. Yeah. Cause I'm really just reading what I'm seeing here, but it's like some of this shit I remember. Like some of this shit. Or I was peeping it, but niggas, like I said, niggas be high, bro. I don't be worrying about nobody. Yeah. Yeah, I just keep seeing, bro. I just keep seeing the death card in reverse. Like, I'm not trying to die. And I feel like, okay, boom. So we're back in like the early teens. No. Late teens, early 20s. Talking about this kind of shit, right? That's the time period we was in with this one. And then it's like, fast forward to this card. It's like, I'm a reader now. So now we're like, niggas is grown. Like, I started doing this shit like 26, 27 years old. Niggas is 31. So it's like, now, even though they know we're not fucking with each other, they still know they can't do this. Like, it's just like, She can read our inner. Okay, okay, that's what it is. That's what it is. Now they got an issue with me because, I can. They're in my energy and they're doing shit behind your back and behind my back. And since I can read motherfuckers like a fucking book, they're like, what the fuck? Like, there is no saving this. Like, she knows. Like, that one episode, I don't even remember what episode it was. And I was like, yeah, your friends are weird. I seen this nigga masturbating. I seen this nigga plotting. I seen this nigga. I'm like, these niggas ones are, you know, R-A-P-E me. Like, what the fuck? Like, it's weird. And I could read them like a book. Wanted to rob me, hurt me, assault me, shit like that. Because they always had these little weird ass feelings, but kept it like to themselves. Yeah. They were scared. They're like, shooketh. Like, oh my God. How does she fucking know this? Cause it's like, this is something that the group of them, when you're not in the group and they're all kicking it without you, they will talk about this shit behind your back. And since my spiritual gifts awakened, I mean, I always was psychic, but I only really seen like death. Like I was only able to tell when somebody was about to die. Other than that, my dreams was just like my Italian ancestors trying to prove, like show me in my dream that I'm Italian. I just thought, oh, I'm watching too much Scarface and Godfather, right? So that's mainly how my dreams were growing up, was like mobster dreams. And then like, oh shit, I seen my best friend Quincy die, and then boom, he really died. Like, it was shit like that. And then when I had our son, it was like all this other dreams start happening. That's why, if you remember when all that happened between us, I was like, hey, this bitch is gonna do this to you. And you were like, don't be jealous. I'm like, nah, dog, I seen it, bro. And you didn't believe me, and then boom, it happened. I wasn't trying to be weird or nothing, but it's like, you're my best friend. I cared about you. So I was like, I dreamt about what the bitch was doing behind your back, and I tried to warn you, but we was just not on the same page around that time, right? And I couldn't just be like, I'm psychic. It was just like, all I can do was be like, I had a dream about it. But like I said, I be trying to warn people about their deaths, and they don't be believing me. And then they be gone, and I be like, damn, nigga, all you had to do was listen, right? So I always had these gifts, but like, yeah. When I became more psychic, and then now I got a platform, and I be calling bitches out, right? They were like spooked, because it's like, I'm not trying to die, nigga. We didn't even tell this nigga this. And now all these years of what they were doing behind your back, or feeling behind your back towards me, is now I'm like, it's basically like, bitch, you might as well have hit me up in the inbox and said what you wanted to say. Cause I'm telling you, either way it goes, you're gonna listen to my podcast. And I just told you, I seen this, and how this bitch ass nigga was feeling, da-da-da-da-da, right? So it's like, now that I'm exposing their ass, they're shook. I'm not gonna hold you, they were shook. Shooketh, okay? Shooketh, bruh. That's all I can say. What did you tell these niggas? I'm like, did you give them a look? I gotta know. I gotta know. And then at the same time, they knew that we wasn't talking. But at the same time, they know that this doesn't matter, because this death card is still in reverse. Yeah, they're like, he's still hella overprotective. Yes, 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 for sure. Hey, I don't like these niggas, but they ain't lying. They're like, nigga, it don't matter. Like, I can hear them bitch ass niggas talking right now. Nigga, it don't matter. He's still hella overprotective of her, bro. It doesn't matter if they're not talking. Some of the dumbass niggas that don't really know you like that is like, man, nigga, they haven't talked in hella. Bro, it doesn't matter. It doesn't fucking matter, bro. He still don't play that shit. Don't say nothing about her, dog. I'm not trying to die. And then here I go reading it all to you and still telling you on the podcast. That's funny. Yeah, these niggas is... They're crying on the inside. I wouldn't even tell you. These niggas were at home crying. Don't cry, you bitch ass nigga. Now they're like, man, I can't. Yeah. Facts. Bro, this is so funny. Why is my spirit team talking shit right now? I didn't know this was like what was gonna come up in the cards. They were just like, talk. Get on here and talk your shit. That's how I was like, I don't even know how to name this shit. They're just talking shit, bro. I hope this is making you laugh though, because it's definitely making me laugh. Bro, that doesn't even matter. This nigga's hella overprotective of her. So then, boom, I'm like, you bitch ass niggas are trying to rob me? Bitch, you're trying to rob me? You got me fucked up, nigga? A hothead? Bitch, I'm a hothead. Da-da-da-da. Like, just going off on him, right? Bitch, you ain't from this hood, nigga. Oh, bop, 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 right? These niggas is scared. They're like, oh, we're gonna die. He's gonna hear this. Bro, we can't rob her no more. Nigga, she already done told on us, nigga. If something happened to her, bro, niggas is gonna know it's us because she just fucking told him. Dog, do you... It doesn't matter if he doesn't talk to her, dog. I see it right here. He's still hella overprotective of her. I don't give a fuck if she said she ain't talked to this nigga. She might be lying, dog. Like, they're scared of you. Oh, this is sad. The power of Capricorns. We're so fucking crazy. I don't know. Cause I'm the same way. I will fucking look. I'll hurt you. Yeah. They're like, we can't even fucking rob her no more, dog. And then it's like, they'll do another plot. They'd be like, fuck it, dog. We can't do it right now. Like, let's say they were supposed to do it like on the weekend. And it's like, fuck, she exposed it. Damn, nigga. We can't even do it this weekend. They try to wait a couple months. I pick up on it again. I think it was like 3-4 times I exposed them. I'm like, bitch, nigga, you still trying to do this shit? You feel me? They're like, nigga, what the fuck? Yeah, it was at the point that they were scared that we were together and like I was just doing this podcast just to do it. And like I was with you, but I wasn't telling people we were together. Or something like that. They were like, they're probably kicking it with each other right now. And she could just tell. Yeah, I don't know. Something like that. Yeah, they were definitely trying to rob me. But kept getting scared. Because they're like, this nigga's gonna get us. I'm not trying to die. Yeah. And then when they started, yeah. Then they were like, fuck it, bro. Fuck. We're not gonna try to get this bitch. Let's get him because fuck her. I want to get him, nigga. We know he live in this area because, you know, they were your ex-friends, especially the ex-best friend. I know what area this nigga live in. I've been up there before. Boop, 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 boop. I be knowing where he be at. I know where he be kicking it at. Da, 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 da. So then they're like trying to move towards you to hurt you now because they're mad at me because I kept exposing what they were trying to do to me. And get it and think they was gonna get away with it. And then once I told on them on the podcast, they got scared for their lives. They're like, they're like, what the fuck, this bitch? So then they're like, let's go ahead and rob him. Fuck that bitch. Let's make this bitch cry. And then they seen that I'm loyal because I'm like, oh, yeah, I was so smooth with it, too. I'd be like, divine masculine, urgent message. You have these people that are doing this, and they're trying to do this. And then you heard it, and it was, I was speaking in code, but you knew I was talking about them. And they knew when they heard it, fuck, this bitch is still loyal to this nigga. And she warning him so he knows we're coming for him too. What the fuck, dog? Then they started to get mad that I'm gifted and I got psychic gifts. I mean, bitch ass niggas, if you would just motherfucking mind your motherfucking business. And leave me the fuck alone and get your own bread. Go rob another bitch. There's hella bitches you can rob out here. Let's be real. Yeah. So then they ask us, stop trying to take the risk, because it's like every time I'm going to catch you. Whether you're trying to do it to me, I'm going to tell him what you're doing on my podcast. If you're trying to do it to him, I'm going to tell him what you're doing on my podcast. And either way it goes, they're scared of you. And every time it was going to fail, either way it goes. And if it was ever successful by a slight chance, which I know my spirit team would never let that happen. But if you ever heard that this happened to me, you knew exactly who did it because I told you. So it was just like, they knew. Either way it goes, even if the police didn't catch him, you were going to get him. And I have our son, so it's just like, yeah, I see with the police in reverse. Like, even if the police couldn't catch him, you gonna get they ass. And bitch, niggas, you're involving my child in this situation. Cause they're always, you feel me? Always got them. Yeah. So they kept being delayed. Their plans kept being delayed and slowed down and stopped because they're scared of you. They're not trying to die. Jesus Christ. I'm like, what type of lifestyle do you live, honey? I'm like, my weed smoking. Jesus. Yeah. Yeah. It's at the point, it's like they couldn't surprise me. They can't surprise you. They can't surprise me. There's no surprising here, bitch. I don't like surprises. Don't surprise me with shit. Especially not none shit when you're trying to plot on me. They were just hoping that I would just one day just wake up and not have gifts or something. It's not going to happen that way. Yeah, and then they're just like, she's telling us this shit, and she's just laughing. Same way I'm doing now. Like, bitch, what the fuck? So then I see the gods are saying that's why they started to try to coerce other people into switching up on me. And linking up with other people and plotting with other people that I didn't talk to anymore. Or it's like, when's the last time you talked to Noonie? Oh, I ain't talked to her in hella. Man, she said this, this, this about you. And it's like, I really didn't. And it's like, what? Fuck that bitch. And it's like, yeah, man, I'm trying to rob that bitch. So then it's like, if she sees us coming, then maybe she won't see them coming. And then boom, I still see them coming. So it's like, yeah. Every time they on their way, every time they feel like they on their way doing something, I seen it before it would happen. And even when I was quiet, something still would go wrong. And even when I wasn't getting on here and being like, oh, you bitch ass niggas are trying to come here and do this and that, da da da. And I was just like, let it happen. Cause you're not gonna make it to me. You know what I'm saying? They wouldn't believe me. And then really, you feel me? They would get caught up. I see with the law. They would get caught up like, nigga, I was on my way to go towards her, and then I got pulled over. Nigga, I was on my way to go towards her, and nigga, my ops start shooting at me, or like, whatever would happen. And they're like, what the fuck? Yeah, and they're like, she didn't even say nothing about that. She didn't even post the episode. That's why I said I just started letting karma catch up with these hoes, because they were listening too much to the point, like, they're being weird. Yeah. And then it starts to get to a point I see in the cards, the gods are saying, then it starts to get to a point where it was like, they ain't had no love for me no more. Like, even the people that they coerced into it, they started to feel like I was making the police come towards them, or I was making their car flip, or a bitch shoot at them, or like, you know what I'm saying? Like, magically, something was happening. No, it's just protection. Like, back the fuck up. You know what I'm saying? So then it's like, I don't fuck with that bitch no more. That bitch is the reason I have to go serve time, and I just hit a lick and I got caught for it, and it's her fault. And it's like, bitch, if you wasn't plotting on me and then felt like you can come drive over here, then I wouldn't have flipped your car. Then you wouldn't have got pulled over. Then you wouldn't have, you feel me? Like, you would have been good if you would have mind your business. Rob another bitch. I've been saying that. I'm not a lick. My nigga's not a lick. My kid's not a lick. Fuck off. They didn't want to believe me. So I see. That's when they started to take it personal. And was like, we got to get her by any means. So it's like, I feel like the gods are like telling us like the background behind the scenes of the big buildup of why everything's transpiring the way it is right now in Seattle. But I can tell you right now, love, these niggas that you used to kick it with, they're scared to death of you. We got to talk about this one, because I'm like, nigga, who are you? who are you? Are you like John Wick or something? Like, what is this? Yeah, I just keep hearing that fucking 21 Savage lyric. I'm a savage to these niggas, but to her, I'm gentle. Because I'm like, this nigga is so sweet. That's funny. This is funny. Yeah. This is really funny. What is this? Okay. Then I see in these cards, they tried to link up with some of my exes. I knew that too. Yeah. And they tried to keep it on a hush that they was linking up with some of my exes. I'm trying to figure out how the fuck you know my exes. I'm like, Yeah, they try to have secret conversations with some of my exes. Yeah. I know who this is. That Aquarius nigga. You know him, actually. The whole reason me and him stopped talking is because it's your ex-best friend that knows him. Cause that's how we stopped talking. Me and that guy, me and the person I'm talking about, he's an Aquarius. You guys knew each other. He said y'all grew up together. I think he said like, was it second grade or sixth grade or something like that? His name starts with an M. But I made a whole episode about him, like hella episodes about him. And I was like, this motherfucker. I don't want to mention anybody's names out here because I'm tired of giving people's clout. And the fact that my spirit team has me talking about them, we're going to do it anonymously. But you know everybody I'm talking about. So, yeah, the ex nigga of mine, he was only like a summertime fling type thing. Like, me and you broke up. I was like, fuck it. And then me and him start talking for like the summertime, like those 3 months. And then by the end of the summer, we broke up because we started to, cause we didn't run in the same crowds at all. And then randomly, I don't know what possessed us to be like, oh, I know this nigga. He's like, oh, I know that nigga too. So yeah, I brought up your ex-best friend's name and I'm like, I forgot why. He said something. I think I was asking him where he's from because I'm used to kicking it with and hanging around city niggas. And we started to talk about like, oh, I know that nigga. Oh, I know. Oh, nah, I don't know them like that. I don't remember where he's from, but he didn't really know that many people like I knew. And then when I said your ex-best friend's name, he's like, oh, yeah, I know that nigga. And I was like, yeah, that's my most recent ex's best friend. He's like, wait a minute. What's his name? And I said, your name. He's like, oh, I can't fucking talk to you no more. I'm like, what? He's like, yeah, I grew up with that nigga. I don't remember if he said second grade or fucking sixth grade. It's one of those. But I was like, oh, for real? Damn, that's weird. Like, hella weird. And then we stopped talking like that. But then it was like an on and off thing. Whatever. But it wasn't a relationship. It's him. And the reason that he's popping up is because this is one of the niggas that your ex-best friend linked up with. Because this nigga was solo plotting on me. This nigga was solo stalking me. Yeah. Because, okay, boom, I know you hate hearing this, but right before I became celibate, this was that nigga. And then I was like, I don't want to do this anymore. I'm going to be celibate. Or like, I just was like, I don't want to fuck no more. And then I don't even think I meant to be celibate for this long. And then once it became a long time, I was like, I might as well wait for my husband one day. And that's how that journey started. But it was this nigga. And I noticed he became a little fucking weird. That's what happened. Yeah. So in the same place I'm at now, it was random. And it was like, I knew he started to become weird. And I noticed some stalker activity with him. So at the time, the lady that raised me, I didn't know she wasn't my mom and all that shit. Nothing like that. Everything was cool, copacetic and shit. She was staying in this apartment I'm at with me and our son. So then I kind of had like an easy babysitter type shit. So I was like, all right, cool. He's asleep. I'm about to go kick it with my friend. You feel me? I'll be back in a few hours type shit. And then like, she's like, all right, cool. So she was watching our babes, our little son. And then I think the dude text me. He's like, oh, I'm in your area. Whoa, whoa, whoa. I'm like, all right, cool. And then he's like, I think 45 minutes to almost like an hour passed. And when he said, I'm in your area, I'm thinking, oh, he's just like riding around making some jugs or something like that. And he gonna hit me like when he's like pulled up to the parking lot. You feel me? And like 45 minutes to an hour passed by. I'm already dressed and shit. I'm kind of just sitting around and I done rolled up and shit. I'm like, where you at? He's like, I'm already here. I'm like, the fuck? So then I get to the nigga's car and he was acting weird and shifty and shit. And I'm like, he's like, man, you had me out here waiting for like an hour. I'm like, nigga, you ain't never told me you was outside my fucking apartment, dog. And he's like, I told you I was right. I was in your area. I'm like, nigga, you didn't say you was at my apartment. So that's when the shit got kind of weird. And that's why I was like, yeah, I think that's like, I'm not gonna fuck with this nigga no more. Cause like, that was weird. Why are you already in my complex, nigga? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it was just weird like that. Like, nah, bro, we don't do that. Like, you saying I'm in your area and you actually being in my complex is two different things, Cuddy. You feel me? So then that energy got weird. And then I was having dreams and shit. And I seen what him and his bitch was doing. And plotting and planning and doing magic on me. So I exposed him in multiple episodes and used his name, right? His name started with an M. So then, boom. Yes, he's finally asleep. Let me see. He's so funny. This little boy. Anyways. Oh, sorry, Bubba. You going tonight? So then, yeah, that shit was weird as fuck. So I exposed them, right? He's an Aquarius. I exposed them, used their names, all that kind of shit, made hella episodes about them because they kept plotting on me. He had secret conversations with this nigga. Yeah. And what? This is so weird. Your ex-best friend had secret conversations with this other nigga that knew you, that grew up with you. And I think out of all that time since y'all grew up, y'all haven't really seen each other. And I think there was like one time y'all ran into each other or something like that. It's him. They had conversations. This is weird. Why are they talking about this? Why are they talking about this? I don't know. Is this something that niggas do? They had secret conversations about like my sex life? Why? Is this something that niggas do? Maybe it's something that niggas do, but for me, it's weird because it's like, you guys are both plotting on me. But that's mainly what their secret conversations is about. Like, my sex life. For sure. And how I'm all spiritual and stuff now. Bitch, mind your business. Just because I'm spiritual don't mean I can't still get down, bitch. Fuck you. So, okay, I think I understand. Yeah. The gods are saying that these two motherfuckers were having conversations about my sex life and how I'm not getting down anymore because I'm spiritual. And how much money I have or how much money I'm gonna have or like how successful I am and shit like that. Yeah. And then they start to have conversations about how no matter how many times either one of them tries to rob me or do some sneaky shit, how they never, it's like they're never able to complete it because something happens and it's at the point it's like, nigga, I ain't trying to risk going to jail. Because the last time I tried to come towards her, I had a mugshot for some other shit that I did. And I had to sit down in jail for a little bit. So, yeah. This is what they start to have conversations about. So it's like, they're trying to plot on how the fuck to do something. Because it's like every time something happens to them. Yeah. And they're like, like they didn't want to give up, but they just didn't know how to like go about it or something like that. So they're still trying to plot. But it started off with them having conversations about my fucking sex life. You fucking weirdo creeps. So I'm saying niggas ain't got no bitches. Ugh. So, yeah. Then somehow, you came into the conversation. Now, this is new information. I feel like the other shit I was saying was kind of old information. This is new. I ain't know this. So then you came into the conversation, I see. And they started talking about your money. And how y'all not friends no more. And shit like that. All right. They exposing some shit here. Okay, shit starting to add up. This is why everybody's getting fucked over right now. So then, okay, so boom. Then they start having conversations about your money, your bag, and where you be getting your money from, how you be making money. Like, you know, for the nigga to like be your ex-best friend and shit, it's like, they kind of know, I don't know. For the most part, niggas know some of your money moves, not all, but it's like they know some of your money moves. So it's like, oh yeah, that nigga be doing this. Oh yeah, that nigga be doing that. You know what I'm saying? So then they start talking about that kind of stuff. Oh yeah, this nigga's from here. This nigga's family got this, like shit like that. And then I see. Okay, boom, 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 boom. Okay, hold on. I'm trying to figure out how this work because that mean a nigga must have, Okay. You know how I said I don't even know how to word this because I'm trying not to piss you off because we've been vibing this whole time, but I know this is going to piss you off. You know how I'm like, when I found out that bitches were trying to expose me or something like on the internet, showing pictures or videos or something. I'm like, bitch, I done took all my videos or, you know, like if I took a video or sent a nigga a video or something like that, I don't give a fuck, bitch. I know I look good. That, talking all that shit right there. And being like, yeah, bitch, I know I look good. I look this, I look that, whatever. So I wasn't really tripping like, bitch, it's just gonna make your nigga want me more. Just popping my shit like, bitch, you can't embarrass me about some shit that I sent. I know who I sent it to, et cetera, et cetera. This nigga That I knew this nigga fucking was weird, bro. He started to get real stalkerish and weird. I see that he might have sneak recorded me. He might have sneaky recorded me somehow. Cause I see that this is gonna piss you off. I'm like trying to fucking figure my words out, but I can't sugarcoat the shit. He sneaky recorded me and put me on OnlyFans. It was making money off my video or my pictures or something. The nigga you grew up with that you haven't seen in a long time and his name started with an M. And y'all grew up in like second or sixth grade or something like that together, something like that. Him. He sneaky recorded me and put me on OnlyFans. Still, I know a bitch look good. I'm not really, it's not like something that really bothers me, but I know you. But that's what I see. So they felt like they were doing something because of that. Like, how she's spiritual, look at her. She's this. And it's like, again, spiritual doesn't mean I'm a fucking square. But it was like, in a way they tried to do it to like embarrass me or something. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I see after this happened, there was a demon sent to one of them for sure. I mean, that doesn't surprise me. I said I'm protected by demons. But after they did this, niggas got, who is that? What demon is that? Gluttony. Belphegor? No, is that Sloth? Who the fuck is Gluttony? Beelzebub. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I know. I work with that damn demon. Beelzebub was like summoned when they did this. And somebody is like, I don't know if this is them, one of them, both of them, but somebody's really uncomfortably fat. Like, on the way to like, what's that word? Like my 600-pound life or something. Like somebody's fat. Like I ain't got nothing against fat people, but like, that type of fat. Like, somebody's really unhealthy, like, on the verge of, like, their health is, declining because they can't stop eating. Some people can eat themselves to death. I don't know who this is. But, yeah, everything I'm saying is a fact. But somebody, it's like they have a demon of gluttony on them ever since they did this, thinking they were doing something. For sure. For sure. Interesting. Like, they tried to put me on the internet and be like, oh, she's a slut. She pretends to be celibate. She pretends to do this. And they got, like, some old-ass video of, like, the last time we did something or I don't know. But, like, the nigga sneaky recorded me without me knowing and tried to make money off me. And the nigga ended up, like, nigga, his body's breaking down. Motherfucker might have diabetes or something now. It's like, your health is declining. Like, rapidly. And a nigga got demons. Like, he hears demons talking to him and shit like that. Damn. I don't care. That's what you get. Anyways. Yeah. So there's that. I feel like his thing doesn't even work anymore. Down there. It's a lot of things going on with him. So then, boom. Yeah, this is because niggas did this because they felt like we can't rob her. We can't come towards her because she's going to see. So maybe I can sneaky embarrass her and make money off of her online. You know what? You know what, actually? You know what? It was that nigga with the name start with an M, the Aquarius. It was him. Because I remember one time
before I knew he was off that weird shit like that, and I just stopped fucking with him, and it was just like, no, but we're cool. Like, he messaged me, and I'm like, oh, what's up? How you doing? I hope you're okay, whatever. Like, you know what I'm saying? Just bland-ass conversation. I was like, what are you doing? He's like, oh, I'm at my job or something like that. And I'm like, oh, that's what's up. He was like, yeah, I'm watching a video of my ex on my phone. But it was like a sex video. And I'm like, he didn't say it was me or nothing, but it kind of was just like, nigga, what? And it was like, you're on break watching a video of your ex having sex on their phone? Like, nigga, what the fuck? You know, I didn't even really think, put two and two together, but now that I'm seeing all this, I'm like, oh, okay, I get it. Yeah, you're weird. This is how weird niggas be, dog. But yeah, there's that. I'm being very careful with my words because you're fucking crazy. And they felt like this was gonna, yeah, they thought this was gonna like break my heart or something. And then when it didn't, it was just like, well, what do we do now, bro? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, what? Yeah. Yeah. So they were watching my, page, my platform to see if I spiritually seen anything, to see if I was going to say something about it or if I was going to be hurt or if somebody sent me a link of it or somebody was like, oh, I seen you doing this online. Like, it's like they were watching my page and then they still might be watching my page from a fake page to see if I ever say anything about it. And since I haven't, or even when I did mention it, even though I couldn't pinpoint and I was just like, oh, one of these bitches, somebody did this, somebody did that. Oh, you guys exposed me online. I don't care. And like, you know, just was very nonchalant about it because I really don't care. They were just like, bro, we can't win. Like, this bitch just, we can't do anything to get her. Like, we can't touch her. We can't do this. We can't do that. And we can't even embarrass her. She just doesn't care. So it's just like, they don't know what to do because they can't win. I don't know what else to say about that, but yeah, this is like, I think I'm going to end it here with the second one. There's more. I feel like I'm just talking. But there's so much, like, this part I didn't know. I thought it was one of these bitches. And I thought one of these bitches that you talked to somehow got your phone and took the picture out the phone and did this and that and da, 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 da. It could have been that too, but I ain't know this part. I ain't know this is some new information to me. So either way it goes, that's the end of part two. I'm gonna end it here. Peace.